Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Alexandria, and I'm located in Oregon. I've been listening to your show for quite a while now, and I really appreciate everything that you guys are doing. I have a story, and it also involves my daughter, but I'm going to change her name and my friend's name just for the sake of, I guess, them. So I'm part of a group of people that go out to cemeteries and bring a talk box and stuff like that. And basically this little box, it has a dictionary mode that whenever it's given the right energy or whatever, it'll say a word or anything like that, or a stream of words. So anyways, we have this and a recorder. And so me, my daughter, and my friend who is super close, we went to a place out here called Sunset Memorial, and it's beautiful. I've never had, I've never heard any horrible experiences there. So we went, my daughter was in her stroller, my friend was standing with me, and we're walking towards the right side of this mausoleum. We were walking towards the left side of the mausoleum, and the box makes this weird noise. We don't know what it said, but we have a piece of paper just to write things down in case. So we keep going towards the side of this mausoleum, and previously it had said blue hair. My friend has blue hair. It had said her name. So we wanted to go over that side. And it didn't say anything for quite some time. And we started walking off. And all of a sudden it says, back. Well, I'm like, all right, I'll go back. And it said something like medicine and poison. And then we walked back down towards the old crematorium. It was a little further off, behind the mausoleum down to the left, and there's a little trail for it as well. So we start going down there, and it's a little breezy, and then all of a sudden the thing says shoe. So normally you look down at your shoes. My shoe was untied. All right, I'll start tying my shoe now. Thank you. And so that was written down. We go for a little bit more of a walk, and we're looking at the headstones and, you know, little grave markers and stuff. And we make our way past this tree that we had done a spirit board reading at previous. That was intense, and I'll have another call about that. But anyways, we were making our way past that, and all of a sudden it says string. And I look down, I'm not seeing a string next to my feet, but there's one now tied around one of my daughter's stroller wheels. And so that was a little creepy and pretty cool though. And my buddy writes that down, and we're walking some more. And there's a couple of sections that have a lot of babies, newborns. So we're going to go over there. We're going to check things out. There's two trees, one that has one wind chime, and then the other has a load of wind chimes. We walk right in between those trees, and this box says malevolent. My stomach dropped. I looked over at my friend. She looked at me. We're like, nope, getting out of here. So I shut the thing off. We quick walked back to the car. We didn't do it at a leisurely pace because if something says malevolent and you can't see it, you go. So we haul balls, basically. Oops, sorry. We haul ourselves up to the mausoleum where the car is parked. And then something weird happens. My friend is about to put stuff in the trunk, and my daughter looks straight through her. You know how kids can do that sometimes, but it looked like she was following something. And then she made this wide-eyed face, and a bottle flies out of the trunk. But the thing is, the water bottles, I put them towards the back of the trunk. There is no way for that to have happened. But it falls out of the trunk, spooks my friend. And my daughter growls, and then when we're putting her in the car, she has never said this before. These are new phrases. She keeps repeating, "He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows." And we're hurrying to get Sage. She pulls Sage out of her bag as we're all inside the car. We smudge and do whatever we can to banish. We let whatever it is that's doing this know that it's not to follow us. We're not about that. We don't want anything like that around us. And so as soon as the smudging is done, she stops. Her eyes go back to normal. She's chilling in the car. And I'm whispering to my friend, like, that's never happened before. And she's around enough, like, I see her every day. She's around enough to know that my daughter would never do that. And so we go to our respective homes, and things are kind of normal until bedtime. My daughter just turned 2. She was about 1 year and 9 months, 10 months when we did this. I didn't think anything of it, so we did this, but now I know. but anyways, I went to put her to bed, and she sleeps in the same room I do, so I figure everything's going to be fine. But I didn't have Sage at my house. I thought I did, but it up and disappeared. Anyways, so I decide to put her in her crib, and I'm going to go lay down on my bed. And they're just across the room from each other, and it's a very small room. If anything happened in my room, I would see it or I would hear it. So anyways, I'm laying in my bed, and I figure that she's going to fall asleep soon. No. Instead, give it like 15 minutes, everything was quiet, and then all of a sudden my daughter starts growling, "Die, die, 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 die." And I am shook. I recorded a video to send to my friend, because I didn't know what to do. I sent it to her, and then she asked if I had Sage. I didn't. I'm part of the, I guess, pagan belief system. They're mostly eclectic, and I believe in the powers of energy and so forth. So I have candles that I've already charged, and I light them whenever I feel that something needs to be protected or there needs to be peace or, you know, so on and so forth. I lit a candle, and I picked my girl up, and I'm crying. I can't stop myself. I'm silently crying, hoping that she'll stop. She continues to do this while I'm holding. And the candle burns for about a minute. And then she stops. She lays her head on my shoulders. And she just goes quiet. And I hug her and I rock her. And she's fine. So I lay her back in the crib. And that's that. nothing happens after that. I went to sleep, barely, and I talked to my friend the next day. She gave me some sage. And every other day now, I am burning sage in my room just to, you know, make sure that that doesn't happen again. So, that's one of my stories. I don't think I'm ever going to be bringing my daughter out there again because kids are more susceptible to things that we're not able to see. And I know that when I was a kid, I could see and hear things that others couldn't. And I was told, no, that's just your imagination. Well, I think I am a firm believer that, there are things out there that we're not able to see or hear. And it could just be an age thing or whatever, but something's out there. So thanks for listening. And I really appreciate you guys and your show. I also like your dreams show as well. Thanks for listening and bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.